Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to SRF Limited Q1 FY17 post-result conference call hosted by B&K Securities Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero on your touchtone telephone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Ranjit Sirumala from B&K Securities. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Hi all. We at B&K thank the management of SRF for giving us the opportunity to host this call. We also welcome all the participants who have joined the call. We have with us Mr. Anup Joshi, President, CFO and Company Secretary, and Mr. Rahul Jain, Senior Vice President, Treasury and Corporate Controller. I would like to hand over the call to Mr. Anup Joshi to start off with opening remarks. Post that, we can take the question and answer session. Over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, everyone. I warmly welcome everyone to SRF Limited's Q1 FY17 results call. I thank you for taking the time out to participate in our earnings call. Before we begin this call, I would like to point out that some statements made in this call may be forward-looking, and disclaimer to this effect has been included in the earnings presentation shared with you earlier. I will initiate this call with a broad overview and key highlights for the quarter under review. I will also give you an insight into events that have had an impact on our businesses. As always, I would like to keep my initial remarks brief so that we can have a detailed question and answer discussion to address any queries that you may have. Our financial performance continues to be in line with expectations. We have been able to register a healthy top line and post a 27% increase in PAT during the quarter. Most of our businesses performed exceptionally well on robust demand, operational efficiency, and market penetration. The performance of the chemicals business was as per our expectations on account of higher volumes and market penetration. The fluorochemicals business saw growth in passenger vehicle sales and hotter summers, which led to increase in use of air conditioners, which in turn supported volume growth for our refrigerants. In addition, we continued to strengthen our position in the replacement market for refrigerants, and exports were also strong. On the back of higher than expected offtake, I am pleased to share that capacity utilization of our HFC-134 at the Dahej unit has improved significantly compared to previous quarters. Higher volumes also enabled us to expand our market share and emerge as the largest refrigerant player in India. In related news, the government recently extended an anti-dumping duty on import of HFC-134A from China for a period of 5 years to July 2021. This will deter China from dumping HFC-134A in the domestic market and is a positive development for SRF as we are the only manufacturer of this gas in the country. As you are aware, we recently commissioned the HFC-32 plant using our in-house technology at Bhiwadi in Rajasthan. The plant is currently under stabilization. This is a new refrigerant for room air conditioners to be used in future and is increasingly gaining traction in our market. The pilot plant to manufacture next generation refrigerant gas HFO-1234YF is progressing as per schedule. We are confident that our in-house R&D expertise and leadership in fluorine chemistry will help us develop and manufacture this next-gen gas at a mass level. As you may be aware, the breakthrough initiative will make SRF the first technology developer outside US and Europe for manufacture of HFO-1234YF, which is expected to find increasing use in car air conditioning systems globally in the future. In the specialty chemical business, as we intimated on the last con call, we are witnessing some slowdown of demand in the global agrochemicals space. Having said this, we believe this is a short-term phenomenon and it's only a matter of time before global demand for agro products picks up. Pharma segment, on the other hand, has been growing, which enabled us to report healthy growth in the business. Our pipeline of molecules remains robust in both pharma and agro segments. Over the years, we have built strong R&D capacities, manpower, and processes to strengthen this business. So when demand in the agro sector picks up, we will be well positioned to reap the benefits. Therefore, excluding some short-term sluggishness, we continue to remain confident about the long-term fundamentals of this business. I'm glad to share that recently, SRF was conferred with Syngenta Global Supplier Award 2016 for Health, Safety and Environment at Syngenta's Supplier Conference in Switzerland. The award also recognizes SRF as a reliable key supplier to Syngenta. This showcases our capabilities to engage and successfully deliver world-class products. As many of you would know, our board has recently approved an investment proposal for setting up our second chloromethanes plant in Dahej, Gujarat, at an estimated cost of rupees 165 crores. This will not only double our capacity for chloromethanes, but also strengthen our foothold in the Indian market, which remains a net importer of methylene chloride, a key ingredient of chloromethanes. The board has also approved another CapEx for setting up a new multi-purpose plant in Dahej at an estimated cost of 180 crores. This will augment our capability to develop and commercialize new molecules for agro and pharma sectors. Further, the board has also approved a proposal to set up electrochemical research facility at Bhiwadi at an estimated cost of 6.8 crores. This augments our capability to develop fluorine cell and explore new design concepts aiming to achieve improved norms and efficiency. As we announced earlier, we have a plan to invest around rupees 3,500 crore in the next 4 years, and around 70% of the investments are earmarked for the chemicals business. Therefore, I would reiterate here that the chemical space remains a key segment for the company and our strategic intent to further grow the business remains intact. But at the same time, the management strategy is to have a diversified business portfolio which enables us to withstand any specific business-specific downturns and develop individual strategies for each segment. Moving on to the other businesses, our packaging film business delivered stable financial performance in Q1 17. All our facilities continue to operate at optimal capacity levels in spite of challenging market conditions. We have seen softness in realization both in India and globally. However, we continue to focus on enhancing the product mix by adding new value-added products. We are on track for setting up the BOPET line and BOPP film line each with a metallizer in DTA at Indore, which is expected to be commissioned in March 17 and March 18 respectively. This will enable us to emerge as one-stop shop for our customers. We are also increasing focus to engage directly with FMCG players and large organized players. On the international operations front, Thailand and South Africa continues to perform as expected. Currently, South African demand is weak. However, this should get normalized in the subsequent quarters with the upcoming festive demand. During the quarter, there was an exceptional income of rupees 8 crores on account of utilization of status holders incentive scheme scripts for import duty, for payment of import duty and CVT for import of machinery in the packaging firm. Coming to technical textile business, the nylon tire cord business posted a stable performance on higher demand as normally experienced before the onset of the monsoon season. The two-wheeler segment is witnessing good traction and is a great opportunity for the tire cord business. On the other hand, tire industry continues to face competition from lower-priced Chinese truck and bus radials. We have seen some negative trends in the tractor segment, and the same is expected to reverse with good monsoons. All our plants are operating at optimal capacity, and we continue to be the leading player in this segment. This was the first quarter of normalized operations of Manali plant after the floods in December 2015. In conclusion, I would like to reiterate that SRF today is recognized as a globally renowned chemical company driven by cutting-edge R&D capabilities. In the packaging film business, we will continue to focus on enhancing value-added products making SRF a preferred supplier for customers in the organized segment and also focus on enhancing our cost efficiency. The technical textile business segment continues to be a cash-generating business for us with minimal maintenance and upgradation capex. On that note, I conclude my remarks and would like to thank you all for joining us on this conference call. We would now be happy to discuss any questions, comments, or suggestions that you may have.
Thank you. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question, you may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to only use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We take the first question from the line of Jignesh Kamani from GMO. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Congratulations for a good set of numbers.
Thank you, Jignesh.
So I have three questions. So first question is related to what was the growth in the specialty chemical segment and how is the breakup between the pharma and agro?
Specialty chemical business, as I covered, there has been the agrochemicals part is still subdued and we expect that, you know, it may remain soft for a couple of quarters.
But any particular breakup between how is the 70%, 75% from agro?
I'm coming to that. But, sure. You know, our strategy of concentrating more on pharma has really helped us even during this quarter. Like our, broadly, our split between agro and pharma earlier on was 21 and 79.
Okay.
It has improved in this quarter to almost 25 versus 75.
Understood.
That is helping us. Mm-hmm.
And in the growth-wise, absolute it is a 10% plus growth rate in specialty chemical this quarter over.
Can you repeat, please?
What is the revenue growth in specialty chemical segment?
That we don't share separately because it is a segment as a whole for us because there are so many intricacies and so many interdependent things which happen all the time.
Sure.
So the 11% is the combined growth which is available in the segment.
Sure. And second thing, if you take out last year, we have witnessed healthy growth in R134A and your commentary mentioned that we will, right now your utilization level is increased drastically. So for the full year, what kind of volume we should consider for the R134A?
It's a seasonal, you know, again the refrigerant this quarter, yes, we have done very well compared to the maybe last quarter in the same similar quarter last year or the immediately preceding quarter. But being a seasonal business, we don't know. But yes, definitely compared to what we did in the last year, we are going to increase. We are going to see, we are able to see that trend of increasing use of R134A. And hopefully we should have a better utilization going forward, maybe next year by 100% or so.
Sure. And thirdly, on the capex plan of around 3500 crore for the next 4 years, is it possible to give a breakup on how much capex you're planning to incur year-wise or some roadmap it will be more lumpy toward the back end of 18-19 or how it will be play out?
That you would have seen last 600 crores we almost announced last year and we have just now announced over 365 crores, 180 plus 165, another 7 crores. So it will not be lumpy as we see the, you know, as per our strategy, which is the market which is going and which is where the investment is required, like 180 crores in the third multi-purpose plant we just now committed. So it's not going to be lumpy. We would like to spread it the way the cash flows come so that, you know, largely the internal accruals. But yes, if there is an opportunity which is faster enough and the internal accruals are going to come later, we don't mind borrowing and, you know, funding it.
And last question, if I can allow, shooting what we said, decided to set up a third multi-purpose plant. So it is safe to assume that our R&D capability and the R&D pipeline will increase drastically because earlier we were limited on account only to MPP plant.
See, that itself is a, you know, an evidence of how full our funnel is. It is robust on both the molecules, agro and pharma. That is why we needed the third multi-purpose plant to be able to, you know, work and supply the material or the whatever they require to our customers.
Sure. Okay. Thanks a lot. All the best.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Nihal Jham from Edelweiss. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good afternoon. Congratulations on the good set of numbers this quarter.
Good afternoon, sir.
So my first question on the technical textile segment. This quarter has obviously been very robust and we've seen a big upturn. So first I wanted to understand, is it just normalization of operations mainly or there has been a demand uptick? And related to this is that we've seen, I think, a multi-year high margin this quarter in technical textile, which is, I think, at the top end of the guidance that we've given. Is this sustainable going forward?
See, technical textiles again is a little cyclical business, and you know, pre-monsoon we have always seen that the demand is on the higher side. And this being the first quarter, and the first quarter of course our floods in December, so we operated at an optimal, almost full capacity, and we supplied, so that has really given us a benefit. And the other segments of technical textiles, the coated fabrics and the laminated fabrics have also done very well during this quarter. We have increased our market share. We have penetrated, our product quality has improved. And we are sort of turning from just a supplier to a solution provider in all these segments. And therefore, that cumulatively has helped us to post a very good performance on TTP as a segment.
Right. But if I look at on a year-on-year basis, and last year we did not have the impact of Manali also in our numbers, still the margins have seen a 2-3% improvement.
That's what I'm saying, because this quarter, this laminated fabrics and the coated fabrics were not as good in the last quarter, same quarter last year, which have delivered a better performance. So this is all cumulative effect of all the segments which are a part of this TTP as a larger.
Sure, sir. And just on the fluorochemical part, have we continued the kind of export growth we are seeing in FY16 for R134A in this quarter also?
Export, yes, we continue to export a lot at R134A. It has improved. Overall quantity of exports has improved.
And any update on the Walmart order? Can we share some details on that?
Yeah, we will continue to get an order. The quantity, etc. is under discussion. But we should hopefully be doing better than the last year.
Okay, so I'll get back to the queue for the questions. Thank you.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Niket Shah from Motilal Oswal. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks so much for the opportunity. So just wanted to understand on the specialty chemical part of the business, while you do not want to share out the exact details of growth, is it safe to assume that the growth in specialty chemical was in line with the growth of the chemical business or lower or higher? If you can just give us that broad direction.
I said just now that the agrochemicals is witnessing softness across the world. And as you watch their agro majors announcements elsewhere, you will know that they have reduced their guidance by as much as 10%, both the buyers and the BASF.
Sure.
Here they announced 10% reduction. This year again they have announced further 10% reduction.
Sure.
Obviously we can't be immune from this larger phenomenon.
Right.
Our strategies of playing between pharma and agro and doing something else on the other solvents and the chemicals is continues to pay off.
I absolutely appreciate that.
Results have been good.
Sir, I completely appreciate that. So just wanted to get some sense on the growth in specialty chemical, because that's a very integral part of the business model for our company and most of the investors. So can you at least give us a broad sense, while you do not want to give an exact number on percentage growth, whether it was lower than 11.4% that the chemical business as a whole has grown this year?
Not really. I mean, it is almost the same, I would say.
Almost the same. And do you
say higher if at all compared to chemical business?
Sure. And if we have to really look at, I mean, obviously you said about, slowdown in the agro part of it. In your assessment, should we see some bit of improvement starting Q4 or this will largely go to Q1 of FY18?
See, we are hearing different, as I just now said, the agrochemical majors have announced a 10% reduction in the guidance. Now,
sure.
If I was to just understand from that, probably the entire FY17 looks to be soft.
Sure.
At any point of time when the inventory is, just come to an end, the farmers will start probably buying and, continue to make the inventory. That can happen in the third or fourth quarter.
Sure.
It's really difficult to guess.
Got the point. And on the expansion part of it, the capex that we've announced in the chloromethanes part of it, I understand that chloromethanes is obviously slightly lower margin than a blended chemical segment margin that we operate. So would it be possible for you to just give us some sense on the margin and return on capital employed that you make in the chloromethanes part of the business and what kind of asset turnover that you can generate in that?
See, chloromethanes is largely captive.
Sure.
Because the main driver for setting up the chloromethanes plant is in two parts. One is the trading part, because the chloromethanes plant generates three different products. One is MDC, which is for trading, on which India is short. And recently there was an anti-dumping duty imposed on MDC import from China.
Right.
There is as high as 150,000 metric tons short, which is, you know, the demand is getting met from the imports. So
right.
We can, you know, obviously sell that portion in the market without any problem.
Sure.
Second portion, which is the chloroform. Chloroform is for entirely for captive utilization. And chloroform gets utilized in our production of R22, and R22 gets utilized in your specialty chemicals business.
Sure.
So this will be entirely consumed. As it is, we have a shortfall of chloroforms. We buy from the market a little bit, but now we want to be self-sufficient so that chloroform will be utilized.
Sure.
The third portion, which is a CTC, is also getting utilized in the agrochemicals. So that again is a captive use by and large. Now, nobody is better placed than a company like SRF, which can captively utilize the chloroform and the CTC part, and the MDC for which there is again India is a short. So it's a strategic move for us, and we already have an experience of over the last 30 years to run this kind of a CMS plant, and it's doing reasonably well, and going forward it should only help in our overall growth strategy on the specialty chemical side.
Sure. And final question on the packaging part of the business model, if you can just share, you know, how is the demand supply situation happening in the market? Because we've done a 17.8% kind of margins in this quarter. Do you think, you know, going forward from here on, you know, we will continue to see, you know, slightly lower margins, or do you think these margins are sustainable? And that's all from my side.
To be quite open, packaging film business is at the probably the lowest, and the margins are at very low. Indian margins have fallen as much as 60%, I am told. And even on the export front, the margins are lower. But we, basis on our, you know, the continuous focus on the cost reduction, getting into the value-added products, and working with the organized sector, has still posted very good results. I am told people are even selling at the contribution for some of them. And
sure.
There are a couple of lines which are in the pipeline where the people are about to set up this plant. So going forward, yes, there is a difficult time, but we believe that still, in fact, we are wanting our lines to come up earlier than later, because our order book is full and we should be able to sell what we produce. The players who are probably in the commodity part of this line will see the heat more, but we should be the last man standing out, and we will still make money even while this. Although it is just the beginning of the, you know, slow down, and it may continue a little further.
Sure. And sir, one final question, if I may squeeze, if you can just give us some broad sense on the full year guidance number on the margins part of it. If you can just give us a full year guidance in terms of last year, we did around 21%. Should we improve that by 100 basis points at least this year, given the first half? I mean, the first quarter itself has good margins.
We don't give guidance on the margins because, as I said, ours is a way of management where the challenges will keep coming, and in our own way we will deal with it to deliver a superior performance compared to our competitors, because we what is in our control is being the lowest cost producer.
Sure.
This is the commodity, and concentrating on the value-added products where our margins are better, and having long-term contracts with the organized players. That is the strategy with which we will continue to make decent margins going forward, whatever may happen to the market. But if you ask for the market, yes, there are challenges.
Right.
People are bleeding, and therefore, this quarter, if you see, we had a you know, the not to say non-recurring, but an exceptional income of about 8 crores. If you exclude that, our margins are also under stress overall.
Got it. Great, sir. Thanks so much, and best of luck.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to all the participants. In order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all the participants in the conference, please limit your question to 2-4 participants. We take the next question from the line of Chintan Modi from Motilal Oswal. Please go ahead.
So congrats on a good set of numbers, and thank you for the opportunity. Sir, just want to understand, like, in the specialty chemicals, last quarter we had guided for a 15-20% kind of growth. So, and in this quarter, it seems like it's on the lower end side of it. So going ahead, want to understand, like, do you want to, you know, change this guidance on the lower end part of it? And secondly, the additional growth that is coming in during the quarter as well as which will come ahead, is it largely from the existing products or the new products that you have developed recently?
See, it's very difficult. Last time also we had said something like 15 to 20, but our overall long-term growth projection on this entire chemical business remains the same 20 to 25%, which was reiterated by our managing director also. This short-term bliss will keep on happening. We can't be immune, as I said. You know, the agrochemicals world over is facing a challenge. So we, in any case, we don't look this as on a quarter-on-quarter, and it is very difficult for us to even concentrate on the revenues. What we look at is the bottom line. Because as I said, you know, initially that the composition of pharma and the agro has changed compared to the last year. What was 21 and 79 has gone to 25 versus 75. So all these countermeasures initially we keep taking, and our ultimate objective is to maximize our bottom line. We don't really look at the revenue. We don't really look at the quarters because, you know, many campaigns do take place in one quarter. This may get pushed to the next quarter. So it's not really a quarter-on-quarter business. But as I said, the long-term view still remains strong. That's why we have committed 180 crores on the third multipurpose plant. If I did not have adequate funnel for the inquiries and the molecules being developed, why would I commit 180 crores at this point of time? Now, these short-term challenges will continue to be there, Simpson. That is all about the business.
That I understand, sir. So what I want to understand is whether the current part of revenue is coming largely from the existing products or the new products that were developed recently in last 6 months or.
See, you see the pharma component has increased from 21 to 25. What does it suggest? It suggests that some new products we would have done.
Right, right.
So all those breakup is neither in the interest of the business nor it is feasible for us.
Right. And sir, we had added a new client last quarter. So are we getting some good amount of traction from that?
Yeah, these are slow processes. No, from Japan we had added a new client last year. And the Japanese, you know, take typically a little longer time.
Okay.
But yes, we are engaged with them and things are happening and you will see very soon the result of that.
Sure. And sir, interest cost was lower this quarter compared on YOY basis. Any specific reasons for that? Or do you see that happening over the next?
Our treasury has done a wonderful job. They have renegotiated all the long-term loans. And, you know, some of the borrowings that we have done is LIBOR minus, maybe for a part of the period and region. And that has essentially led to the reduction in the interest cost. So renegotiated rate for the long-term loans. Hello? Hello? Hello?
Sir, we've just lost the line for the participants. Can we move to to another question?
Yeah.
We take the next question from the line of Chirag Dagli from HDFC Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, can you indicate, so last time in one of the calls you had mentioned that the South African plant is now running at optimal capacity utilization. This quarter you're saying there is some demand slowdown.
We said that this quarter of course has been as per the expectation, but for the current quarter, July, August, there's a little challenge. We think will pick up also in the next quarter probably.
So as far as the June quarter is concerned, sir, the optimal
June
utilization
is what is as per our expectation. There was not much of a challenge.
Right. And
numbers on polystyrene.
And then similar comment in on the at the Thailand plant, is it also at?
Thailand is doing well. Thailand is doing well.
So both the plants are now at almost 100% utilization, is that?
Yes.
So this quarterly EBIT that we've done at the subsidiaries level, sir, in the packaging films business, this number is sustainable for the rest of the year?
Overall year, see, as I said, the margins, overall margins in the packaging film business, not only in India but elsewhere, is a challenge at this point of time because of the capacities and so on. As I said, in India, a large number of capacities are coming up. So some softness will be observed, but we will continue to focus, as I said, in packaging film business because market is something that we can't control. But internally, both on cost efficiency as well as the value of the products, where we can get some kind of a premium, is what we concentrate on. Like, you know, recently, one of the big converter, Amcor, has acquired in South America one of the largest converters in South America, Alusa, and now they are wanting to, you know, do business with us. So all our plants which we are in the process of setting up will be with the capacity we should be able to sell. But overall margins, obviously, you know, has to take into consideration what the market does. We should be still, even in the face of the slowdown at this point of time, and the new capacity is coming up, should be able to give a, continue to maintain a decent margin in the longer run, at least at the year end.
And sir, this 8 crore number that you were alluding to in the packaging films, which has boosted the EBIT of the business.
Yes,
what is the nature of this, sir?
See, there are, you know, various people who export a lot and they get scripts as incentive and they don't have any import possibility. So it are, these scripts are sold in the market. And that is at a discount normally. Suppose if there's a script of 100 rupees, people don't have, find any use for paying their import duties and so on. So they go and sell in the market. And that sale typically happens at discount of 100, 200, maybe 10 rupees, 20 rupees, depending upon, you know, what kind of a quantity and so on. So those scripts we purchase from the market and utilize to pay our import duty, and in the process we made some money.
Oh.
So the customs duty that we saved on this process was decapitalized or was reduced from the capital cost, and the ACV, the CVD, the countervailing duty, and the SAD, any component of that, that we have taken as an income to this.
So this is usual business, right, sir?
Yeah.
This is, so this, but you are saying that 8 crores may not recur, maybe part of it may recur.
Yeah, it's not an operating income in that sense, but we have, you know, substantial imports going forward, so we'll continue to explore, for the, depending upon the market premium and everything that is available, because we are setting up the BOPP and the BOPET plant in DTA. So there will be a lot of imports, and if we can find such opportunities, we'll continue to, you know, use them.
Just, but this 8 crore number in itself is an indicator of the quarter's activity and not so much for a 12-month activity that you...
Yes, there is. For the quarter.
Right. Okay, sir. Thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Chetan Chakkar from Ask Investment. Please go ahead. Mr. Chakkar, your line is unmuted. Please go ahead with your question.
Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
I just wanted to get a sense on the capex for the specialty chemical segment over the next 4 years.
We already indicated that the next 4 years, the total capex that we plan is about 3,500 crores, of which 70% in our mind, you know, obviously as you go along, you will certify and you will, so to say, you know, come out with the exact plan, but 70% of that is dedicated to the chemicals business. And you're just now seeing 165 crores plus 180 crores, almost 345 crores we just now announced. So, depends upon when the opportunity is there. But overall, you can't decide exactly in the next 4 years how much when I'm going to do.
So, the larger chunk within the chemicals will be on specialty chemical, or it will depend on the opportunities within chemicals overall?
It depends on the opportunity.
Sure. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Surya Patra from Yes Bank. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for this opportunity. This is Surya from Philip Capital. Congratulations for the good set of numbers.
Thank you.
And just one clarification, sir, whether we have commercialized the BOPET plant and R32 plant yet?
R32 plant we had capitalized in March itself. But it is under stabilization because, you know, the outside under this our own developed, in-house developed technology.
Yes.
And we are just stabilizing that and seeding the market a little bit. We started selling also.
Yes.
It will take a little more time for it to, because gradually the R32 demand is increasing in India also. People are replacing R22 with R32. So as the demand in the market goes, we are on that. And hopefully during by the end of this year, we should be able to sell some substantial quantity of R32. Another question I forgot.
BOPET plant, whether you have commercialized that?
BOPET plant, we are not yet capitalized. That is due in March 17 and BOPP plant in March 18.
Okay, this is March 17. I think it was earlier indicated that first, early part of the FY17 we will be commercializing. That was the same.
18 is BOPP,
no? Yeah, 18 is BOPP.
Yes. And 17 is.
Okay, it is not early part of FY17, it is 17 March.
Yeah, I mean, it may be January, February. We don't know exactly.
Okay.
You know, we are on track as per our plan.
Okay, fine, sir. And regards to this R134A, sir, can I know what is the kind of a mix, domestic market and export market mix?
Well, almost 50-50, you can say.
Okay. And the pricing also almost similar that way for the domestic as well as?
Almost similar.
Okay. And, sir, we have indicated in the presentation that the electrochemical research unit that we are setting it up. So whether this is a new set of business activity that we are targeting or it is an extension of our current chemical business?
It's a new technology that we will use to take chlorine out of the HF. The hydrofluoric acid
okay.
that we make, there's a new way of taking out the chlorine. The different technology of doing the same thing that we are doing, it's a little difficult technology. That's why we are just putting up this as an R&D and more efficient in terms of extraction of chlorine from the hydrofluoric acid.
Okay.
But it is the same thing. It is nothing new as such. The technology is new. But yes, our capability to have more efficient way of extraction of chlorine
okay.
is something that we are building on.
Okay, so this is a kind of a, efficiency improvement kind of effort
yes.
that we are just doing. As such, it will not act incremental business or...
It's more like R&D, you know, it's a research and development piece
okay.
because this enables us to you know, look at different ways of doing the same thing at a more efficient, maybe at a more margin and so on for a period of time.
Okay, thank you, sir. Thanks a lot. Wish you all the best.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Manish Oswal from Nirmal Bang Securities. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. My question on the, in this quarter, how much we have spent on capex and what is the next 3 quarters capex plan, sir?
We have already announced, as you say, almost 600 crore in the last couple of quarters for the packaging film business.
Mm-hmm.
And we have just now announced 165 crores and 180 crores.
Right, sir.
So if you add it all, this is almost 1,000 crores.
Mm-hmm.
But out of this, how much we have spent during the quarter is depending upon the cycle that within almost 200 crores we have spent, 200, 250 crores during the quarter.
Okay, sir. And what is the net debt figure as on June 30th, sir?
At that figure, I don't think we'll have readily available. It's almost at the same level, not much increase compared to March.
Okay, sir. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Jigar Chani from Edelweiss. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Congratulations on a great set of numbers.
Thank you.
Yeah, just a couple of questions. So when is the new multipurpose plant likely to come online that you are putting?
We are targeting December 2017.
Okay, okay. And sir, regarding following up from the earlier question, so what is the actual capex that we are planning to do in FY17, considering we have BOPP capex also going on this year? Plus the new capex that
almost if you as I just now was adding almost 1,000 crores worth of capex is announced and in pipeline, out of which 250 crores odd we have spent during the year, during the quarter, another about 600 crores odd we will spend in the next 3 quarters. Almost 800 to 900 crores is the cash outflow that we are going to have, which is what was indicated also if you see in our long-term strategic planning that whatever cash flow that we accrue in our businesses, close to 1,000 crore. Out of that, 800 to 900 crores we should be able to spend in this year.
Sure, thanks. And just one last question. So you said there was an kind of non-recurring income of 8 crores in the packaging films business in this quarter. Was there a similar non-recurring income in the Q1 FY16?
No, no, there was none. No such income.
Okay, okay. Thanks a lot, sir. Thanks. That's all.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Ritesh Gupta from Ambit Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks, sir, for taking my questions. The first one is, even if I adjust for this 8 crore one-off, I still get margins of about 15% for packaging films, and I think standalone and subsidiary both have done similar margins. So, and historically in bad times, actually you have done as low as 5%, 8% sort of margins in packaging films. So okay. Should we take like 15% as a new normal driven by your product mix and your cost efficiency measures? Or you think this can go further down if bad, I mean, if down cycle hits its peak?
Yeah, See, it is more related to the market. It's difficult for us how the various lines which are in the pipeline, when they start actually producing. Because considering the present scenario of reduced margins and so on, many people have put their lines on hold. Now, if supply doesn't come through in the next couple of quarters, we should be good and we should be able to maintain this. But if the supply comes in tranches, because as many as 5 to 6 lines in India have been announced, which are
right.
So if they do get effort, yes, there'll be the softness which is continuing now may remain at this level, may not go down further, but if a couple of the lines come, then that can go down. So our concentration, as I said, we have reduced our COC in the Indore plant is one of the lowest in the competition. That is what we keep on working on the cost side. And on the other side, as I said, you know, all the big and organized players, we continue to tie up with them. We continue to lock our quantities with them at a good premium and by concentrating on the value-added products. So these strategies we'll continue to, you know, work on, and hopefully we should be able to maintain the margin. Maybe 1 or 2% here and there can always happen because of the market realities are something that we need to deal with going forward.
But you would still expect yourself to be in double-digit numbers.
I said already in India, the margins are down by 60%. No?
Correct.
Now, if they were to further go down, the people will start bleeding. I don't think that it can go down beyond a point when the people start making cash losses. Who will run the plant? And we are not making, we are only making profit at this point of time. If the supply goes out of the market, the plant shut down, we should be able to come back.
So we should give credit to the improved product mix and cost efficiencies for the margin improvement that we have seen in this quarter.
Yes, yes. Very well.
Okay. Thanks so much, sir. And the second question I have in mind is the R134A volume. I mean, you did about 7,500. You are going to see benefits from this China import duty bans and all that. Any volume growth, what kind of volume growth we can expect? Should we expect full utilization this year itself, or it might go to the next year for full utilization?
I mean, we are seeing good traction of 134A in India as well as export market. And therefore, this quarter, in any case, was a seasonal quarter where the demand was more. We may not be able to replicate this in the succeeding quarter, but overall, as the year ends, because the fourth quarter of the year is also generally better, the January to, you know, and in U.S. it is also better in the first quarter and the last quarter. So other quarters are not that great, but we believe that the way it is catching up, we should be able to have utilization. If not this year, 100%, maybe 90% or so, we should keep us in good stead by reducing the overall cost of production and improve our margins.
Right. And sir, on R32, so I think domestic demand will come up gradually, but would you have a ready exports market for R32? To see, say, good utilization levels for 5,000 capacity that you have in R32 going forward? I mean,
global demand is there, but recently we were expecting the U.S. to put anti-dumping on R32. They have not put. They have only put on some blends. So to that extent, so let our plant get stabilized. Then we will know what kind of a cost, what kind of a margin can we really take.
Okay.
Because as I said, this is our own technology, and we are taking little time to stabilize it.
Right. And sir, on last question from my side on agri, clearly this issue has been lingering on for a couple of quarters, and it's more of an industry scenario. But have you seen any improvement? Because once you start seeing that, you know, the inventory cuts have stopped, and then only you can see a gradual inventory buildup also. So you will get an indication, say, 2-3 quarters before you start actual supplying. So have you seen any kind of improvements?
This quarter it is difficult to say. As I said, you know, this quarter our strategy was to move more on the farmer side, and that has helped us. Agro, I mean, it is anybody's guess whether it can happen in 2 quarters or 3 quarters. But as of now, there are no great indicators of it reviving, at least in the next couple of quarters.
Okay. And can pharma help you to, say, get to 15-20% growth rates on a full year basis?
Very difficult to say, but as I said, the long-term story is what we can talk. This intervening period, something will happen, and we will do our best to, you know, maintain our margins, as I said, and the bottom line rather than the revenue growth.
Sure, sir. Thanks so much. That's all of my questions.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Dheeresh Pathak from Goldman Sachs. Please go ahead.
Yeah. of your guidance, which is 3,500 crores for next 4 years, and you said 70% is for the chemical business, can you further break that down to how much would be for the fluoro specialty chemicals?
See, that is very difficult to break it, as I said, and as somebody else, some other gentleman has also asked the same question. It just depends on the opportunity at the point of time. Like, you know, we are rebalancing the whole thing. Now we have put in the CMS, the plan that we just now announced, 165 crore. That has linkage ultimately with the specialty chemicals. So we have announced this for CMS, which is known more of a fluorochemical business, but the chloroform of that is getting utilized in R22. R22 is getting utilized in specialty chemicals. So it is very difficult for us to dissect between the two. That is why we continue to show this as one segment. There is, you know, a lot of overlap between the two. Like MDC gets also utilized for the purpose of R32. The 1, 2, 3, 4 wires that we are going to develop will also use some of the R22 and R32 gases. So this is so interlinked. It's difficult for me, so we'll see as we go along that, you know, where what investment is required in this entire value chain.
But
that is the way we decide. We won't be able to dissect it.
Earlier we used to talk about 250-300 crores of capex within the specialty chemical business.
That we are also evolving, we are also learning that, you know, what kind of we need to create a base for the specialty chemical. 250-300 in any case is a past figure. Now you are seeing much more than that. In the next few years we'll have little more.
Okay. And can you give your total capacity for R30-134A now?
Capacity is about 12,000 or so.
Nameplate
capacity is 12,000. Typically, you have only 90% to 95% production.
And you're saying by next year, FY18, you expect full utilization, is it?
Yes, we should have.
Okay, and for this year, how much do you think the utilization will be?
They said this was a seasonal month. This was a quarter
of
season. We may, like last year, we did close to 7,000. This year, maybe 8,500, 900, 9,000. That's the kind of number.
Thank you.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Paresh Jain from Max Life Insurance. Please go ahead.
Sir, good afternoon and congratulations on a good set of numbers.
Good afternoon, Paresh. Thank you.
Sir, just wanted to understand, you made a reference that on the packaging side, some of the people are not putting up capacities because of the downturn. So is it the existing lines that have been announced already or new capacities besides the 6 or 7 lines that we already know about?
This is a market news. I don't know really exact details, but there were about 5-6 people who had ordered the lines. With the, you know, there are only 2 suppliers, Bookmav and the Dornier. So we believe that they are sort of delaying on one pretext or the other, the supply of the line. Right? Because we keep on pushing for our line to be supplied earlier, and then we understand that, you know, some of the people are only delaying that, not now, let's wait for a quarter or so, because the overall scenario at this point of time is not very good. Margins have plummeted a lot, eroded a lot, in India particularly. So we don't know how much will they defer it. Will it be a quarter, 2 quarters, or ultimately what will they do is their call.
Right.
But there's a general feeling, and rightly so, because of the margin going down. The new players are thinking twice what to do and when to do.
No, but is it for the deferment is for the existing 5 or 6 lines that were announced?
That's what we are talking. We don't know about the new lines that somebody is having in his mind and is not yet announced. We have no ways of
covering that. Right. And but we are going ahead with our expansion.
Yes, 100%.
Okay. And this downturn, because if my understanding is correct, there hasn't been any new capacity that would have come up in the last 1 odd year, right?
Last 1 odd year, I think one was that Shikhar Gutka or something, no? They did not come through. I think some line, some Rackmat or Shikhar, one of these guys had come in last year. That's my recollection. I can verify and let you know.
Okay. So is the pressure because of some new lines that would have come up in the last 1 or 2 years, or is it because of demand being weak?
Absolutely. Because of these, you know, the supply is far in excess of the demand in any case. Over a period of time, if the demand goes a little, you know, it gets reduced, obviously the pricing will take a hit.
Okay. Fine, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Rohan Gupta from MK Global. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. Good afternoon, hi.
Sir, first question I have on the refrigerant business in domestic market. Some of your peers has benefited actually from the lower source power prices and lower input costs. So have you also benefited from the similar kind of input cost? And
Mr. Gupta, I'm sorry to interrupt, but your voice is not...
It's very feeble. Yeah.
Sir, is it better now?
Yeah, it's better.
Please go ahead.
Okay. Sir, I was just comparing the numbers, and some of the peers in the industry has benefited from lower source power prices in the refrigerant business. Have you also seen some benefit of the low input cost in your and that has helped your margin expansion in the chemical business?
This is all you know, some total of, you know, some the commodity prices, if they go down, they do help a little bit, because this is this lower power in any case is a very small component of the overall cost of production. It is more to do with other parts. But yes, you know, some little bit, but not very significant on that account.
So because you reported a roughly 26% EBIT margin in chemical segment. So just wanted to understand, it is coming from refrigerant business or overall change in specialty chemical business product portfolio?
Some total of both.
Both. Okay. Sir, second, your capex on this chloromethane, we understand that a large part of that will be going for meeting your captive requirement. But sir, it will be then driving your margins. I mean, right now, if you can quantify what kind of quantity you are importing of MDC, chloroform and CTC, and would this chloroform, chloromethane plant would be able to reduce all the imports, and then what kind of additional EBITDA we can expect from this plant?
No, MDC will be sold in the market. MDC maybe little bit gets used in R32, but otherwise it is going to be sold in the market, and India is short by less than 50,000 metric ton overall.
Okay.
Of which our production from this line, 40,000, about 20 to 24,000 MDC we will produce.
20 to 24,000?
Yeah, 20 to 24,000.
Okay.
Against a shortfall of 50,000, the selling 24,000 should not be a problem. And on the chloroform, we are already, you know, going forward, we may be short on our existing production out of the 40,000 ton CMS plant that we already put up. That generates about 12,000 tons of chloroform, whereas our internal requirement itself is about 18,000.
And 18,000 of chloroform requirement is right now?
18,000, yes.
Yeah, so out of this, 12,000 tons can be contributed by this plant.
Correct, correct.
So, okay, so we'll still be buying 6,000 from outside, but that, yeah?
We have an existing capacity of 40,000 CMS. We are going to add another 40,000 of CMS.
Okay.
What cumulatively will produce something like
24,000, okay.
We have an existing demand of chloroform of 18,000.
Oh, okay. So that is also considering the future demand of chloroform, which you may have.
So, as I said, chloroform gets used in R22, R22 goes in specialty chemicals. All of that, so we have to provide for that growth. No?
And sir, what is the number for CTC?
For them?
For,
almost maybe about 5% of this. The total.
Okay, so that is a very small quantity that will be coming from of CTC.
And that also gets used in agrochemicals.
Okay. And sir, what is the timeline for both of these capex?
He said, no, as far as this CMS is concerned, we are targeting December 2017. And this multi-purpose plant also similar timeline, 17,
December 17 for both the plant.
Yeah.
Okay. Fine, sir. That's from my side. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Bhavani Prasad Devi from the Nolia Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. So my first question is that how you see a asset turnover ratio for your packaging business and some of the outlook for this business?
Outlook, I said in the long term we will continue to remain the lowest cost producers, more value-added products, dealing with the organized sector, and we are here in for good, and we are able to sell almost all the plants, 100% production. We have never had a situation of closure. Some blips will keep coming whenever some capacities come in a state. You will have, in any case, the supply overhang already exists, and if the more supply comes, there will be challenges. But we have our own strategies of meeting that challenge. And this year, as I said, you know, the margins are at historically low level, and they should improve going forward. But it takes about, there's always a cycle in the commodity. So that, I think, the lower cycle has just begun. It may go a little more for another couple of quarters.
So, sir, how you see...
Can I, sorry, I forgot.
Huh? Hello.
Asset turn. You said asset turn. See, almost in case of these commodity things, asset turn is almost 1:1, right? Times 1.
How you see your operating ratio for this business? I'm saying, how you see your asset turnover ratio for packaging business?
That's what I'm saying. It is normally 1:1.
Okay.
It can improve to 1.25, depending upon what kind of value-added products you produce and that component of that, because that will give you a higher turnover on the same capacity.
Okay. So, how you see your debt equity ratio going ahead?
Debt equity ratio will only improve as internally we have a plan of maintaining our debt at the same level, and we keep on making all our investments largely through internal accruals. So for some point of time there might be a blip if the cash flow requirement is earlier than the expected availability of accrued amount, but that will be only short term. Largely it will remain at the same level, so the net worth will keep on improving and our debt equity ratio will keep on going down.
Okay. Sir, what is the CapEx plan for your packaging business for the next 2 years?
No, we have not yet formed up any plan. We said that overall next 4 years, 3,500 crore is we will be investing, of which 70% will go to chemicals and the balance will go to other businesses depending upon what kind of opportunity do they present going forward.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thanks so much.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Abhishek Jaiswal from Ratnabali Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you for taking my question, sir. Congratulations on the good set of numbers. Sir, broadly speaking, I wanted to understand your NTCF business first, because we're going through my research. I have came to know that India's demand is roughly 1.26 lakh ton, if I'm correct, and out of which SRF fulfills roughly 40 to 50%. So, broadly speaking, sir, where do you see this demand going forward? And if you could share your production volume and realization per ton for that?
The NTCF is, India is short. I said that the demand and the capacity, demand is much more than the capacity, but unfortunately the growth is not very much on, at least on these buyers and the tires, because the radialization is happening a lot and therefore the tire companies are doing that, in which we are not going to be present. So for us, if you just look at the NTCF, it's not a growth business for us. It's a cash cow. We'll maintain our capacity. We will make the modernization, upgradation wherever required. And hopefully we should be able to sell our quantities entirely going forward. Even in the next near future, next 15, 20 years, we shouldn't have any problem in selling our capacity. And we have good margin. You can see that from the segment report, TTB is performed very well. And as it's on the margin, that can give you a sense of about the capacity. I think we have a capacity of nearly 50,000 metric tons or so. 60,000 metric tons or so.
15%. Okay, sir. And if you could also throw some light on your technical textile modernization of that, sir, how do you see going it forward?
As I said, whenever something is required, because see, these are old plants, and obviously, you will require some 50-60 crores going forward to, set right certain things. But as I said, this is not being a growth business. It's not going to be having very huge capex going forward.
Okay. Have any question, I'll come back on the line. Thank you.
Hi, operator. Can you have the last question, please?
Sure. We take the last question from the line of Dikshat Mittal from Shutkan Ventures. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir.
Afternoon.
Yeah. Sir, was there any element of inventory gain in technical textiles segment?
Not much, because this prices of this, caprolactam, is only at the, more or less remained at the same level, because crude has not improved and therefore the prices remain the same. Not much inventory gain. Yeah.
Okay, so entire improvement is because of product mix improvement. You said coated and laminated are doing well.
Yeah, that is one, and there is a good demand, better demand of this NTCF also, pre-monsoon. So the volumes are good.
Okay. And so secondly, you mentioned the margins are very weak in the film business. So because I understand you are presently only in the BOPET side of the business. So what about the margins in BOPP? Is that a similar weakness there also?
Presently we have only in South Africa. And as I said, this quarter has been good as per expectation. Whatever we produced, we sold off. But in the current quarter, July, August, September, the demand is a little weak. And of course, the margins are also under stress there a little bit, July, August, which we hope to see a revival in the next quarter, because that is the pre-festive season. So October, November, December should hopefully be a better, and we should be able to make up for that.
No, sir, I was asking in domestic market. You mentioned the film margins are very depressed.
Domestic market is the prices are at historically low. The margins are lower. People are making contribution losses. Some of our, and BOPP, we don't have any presence in India as of now. But our BOPP will be up and running in 2018 FY. And therefore, by that time, and in any case, see, we count ourselves a little differently from the market, and we try to do a little differently the same business. We shouldn't have a problem. And BOPP is also targeted for export. So since
right.
once it will be exported also, and the domestic, we should be able to do that better.
Okay, sir, you would have some sense like BOPP players are also seeing losses in terms of commodity side of the...
I am not aware. I am not up to date on BOPP because so far we have not entered the market in India.
Right. Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. That was the last question. I now hand the floor over to the management for their closing comments.
Thank you very much for the participation. And I hope we have been able to attend to your queries and this thing. If you still have any doubt, you want to have some specific query, you can send a mail and maybe we'll be appropriately able to. Right. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. On BNK Securities, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.